Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus said there will be absolute essentials for any person who chooses to be his disciple. No one escapes these decisions and actions. If Christ will be the name that I choose or you choose to wear as Lord and Savior, these three things are going to happen. And what are they? The words of Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 24, where he said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Join us today as we look at these essentials of discipleship.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Gave us these three essential things that must happen for anyone to become his disciple. His statement in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In this direct and simple statement, Jesus has explained much about what is commanded from God and is expected of mankind in being a Christian or a follower of Christ. Becoming a Christian by faith and obedience means there will be self-denial, the bearing of one's cross, and a dedication to living according to the example of Jesus. Let me briefly share some thoughts on each of these three essentials of the Christian faith. The first thing mentioned by Jesus is self-denial. And this is not a popular thing. Who wants to deny oneself of anything? I believe we must be among the most preoccupied people ever who have lived on earth, who seek to satisfy every want and desire that we have. Well, if that be the case, then we are in a perplexed situation to obey the command and meet the essential of living by the self-denial that Jesus says is absolutely essential to become one of his disciples. Slogans such as, "If it feels good, do it," kind of expose this basic human desire, doesn't it? And Jesus says there must be a change in ownership of our lives if we are going to follow him and live the Christian life. We must dethrone ourselves and surrender our will to his will, and that's what self-denial means. This is it. Jesus is to be confessed as the Lord over our lives. In Romans chapter 10, the good confession of faith is said to be the confessing of Jesus as our Lord. It makes him the one who has been given authority over our lives. And we ask, has that happened to you? Is Jesus your Lord? Has self-denial been experienced in your life? I ask those questions because I know that was not the case early in my Christian faith. I called upon Jesus as my personal Savior. I confessed that I believed in him as the risen Savior of the world, and I was immersed according to the commands of God in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of my sins. And I've loved Jesus, and I've known Jesus, and I believe in him. But at that time, he was not given lordship over my heart and life as he should have been. Later on, I came to realize that for Jesus to be confessed as my Savior also meant that I had to surrender my heart in obedience to his will in everything, not just in accepting him as my Savior. Like Jesus prayed to the Father in Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." So I must let his will be done in my life. Jesus made this statement, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say?" Self-denial is essential in becoming a Christian and living the Christian life. It is becoming a servant of God. You might want to read Romans 6 for a more description that Paul gives of this self-surrender. Self-denial is a decision, and it is an action, and it is essential to be qualified as a disciple of Jesus. The second essential that Jesus gives in his statement is the hearing or the bearing of our cross. If one wants to be my disciple, he says, Jesus says you have to be willing to pick up our personal cross and carry it. I believe he's saying that a person must be ready to make whatever sacrifice is necessary for living by faith in this sinful world. It may be to suffer persecution and even death, like many Christians have done through the course of the Christian age. It may be to serve the Lord in ways and places and circumstances that denies our own self-interest. Jesus means to be enlisting only those who are willing and are ready to make the sacrifice for the faith that comes in carrying his cross and in spreading the gospel to the lost world. Being a disciple comes with a price tag. It is called making sacrifices. And so let us stop and consider the sacrifices that we have made for Jesus. What crosses have we borne and suffered because of being a Christian? The Apostle Paul said he carried with him the brand marks of being a Christian on his body, and he had stood nearly been beaten to death and stoned and beaten with rods and flogged and imprisoned and shipwrecked. His scars were there to show his journey with his cross. The freedom to worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ without persecution is a great and wonderful blessing that we have in our country. Not all followers have been as blessed as we have been in our lifetime. The third essential is to follow Jesus. He calls us to live as he would teach us to live. He has given us commandments, but even better, he has lived the righteous life as an example before us. The Apostle Peter said that he set a perfect example for us to follow. Our motives, thoughts, feelings, words, our actions and reactions should all reflect Christ-likeness. I like the statement that is worn by believers that is a title of a book, What Would Jesus Do? The initials of WWJD is that simple. We must be willing and ready and committed to a lifestyle that fits the life of Jesus. It will run counterculture to our world that we live in, that's infested with sin. And as a disciple, we're called to live a life in that manner. May we who claim him as our Savior and seek to have the blessings of the Lord also have him as our Lord and walk in his footsteps.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.